Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, we continue through the devotional journal, Watch Your Mouth, Choosing Words Which Honor Christ. Today's topic is to choose overflowing words. It's an interesting topic, I guess, because in order to choose overflowing words, it requires a great deal of preparation. Jesus talks about out of the abundance of the heart, the things that have been stored up in your life overflows either good or evil, depending what's inside. And so to choose overflowing words requires that you fill yourself with things that are Christ-like, with things that are good. To go into Philippians and the whatever passage, whatever is good and right and noble and pure and honorable, to think upon those things, to fill yourself with those things. In the devotion, I ask, what types of words come most freely from your mouth? And then, as I like to do in the questions, I ask, what would your friends say? Would they agree with your evaluation? Those closest to you, what would they say most freely flows from your mouth? The words that come out when someone crosses your path, when you're cut off at that in traffic, when things don't go the way that you had planned or hoped. Is the thing most likely to come out angry words? Bitter words? Words of cursing? Or are they forgiving words? Merciful words? Words of joy and blessing. You see, if out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks, then it requires a good deal of preparation for that abundance to be speaking words that represent Jesus well. When I think about choosing overflowing words, that's kind of the heart of what our goal ought to be. Words that represent Jesus well when life bumps into us. And boy, does life have a habit of doing that. As I worked in Lake Charles area last week cleaning up, it seemed like most homes had a small cross sitting outside somewhere with the words painted on them, "All is well." I never did get a chance to ask anyone the story behind those crosses and whether they were a symbol to rescue workers, that those in those the particular home were doing okay, that or whether it was someone going around overflowing encouraging words. Or some combination of the two. But life has a way of creating chaos that we cannot avoid. Or at least if you figured out a way to avoid all of it, let me know. But how we react to that chaos is somewhat our choice as to what overflows out of our life. I am certain that there are people that have had property damage and loss from first Hurricane Laura and then Hurricane Sally that are very angry and bitter about it. That's fairly certain that there are those that... But the people that I happen to work with, what overflowed out of their mouth was gratitude, was responses of blessing, was a recognition of the goodness of God. They had come to understand that the storm was an inevitable chaos of life that they had no control over. And while they missed a variety of things about life as they once knew it, they were thankful to still have life. So today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to talk with God about what's inside. If you need help, to find a close friend that will be honest with you about what they believe first overflows from your mouth. Discover the things that are closest to the surface and work with God to deal with anything that would not represent Jesus well. You see, life hurts people. And the old saying, hurt people, hurt people. When we carry around the hurt of life, that's what overflows. But when we allow God to heal our hurts, Paul says to comfort one another with the same comfort that we ourselves have received. When we've been filled with the comfort of Christ, then that is able to overflow out of our life and into others. To look around and consider, what is it that others need that has already been poured into me? There's a meme that's been floating around social media for quite some time about carrying a full cup of coffee and somebody bumps into you and it spills. And the question is, why did you spill the coffee? And the claim is, it's not because somebody bumped into you. Well, I tend to disagree. It is because somebody bumped into you. Now, you spilled coffee because that's what was in your cup. But you would have spilled whatever was in your cup because somebody bumped into you. And I understand the point they're trying to get. But they tend to minimize the fact that you will be bumped into. At least my take on that meme seems that it minimizes that. It's as if even if you aren't bumped into, you're going to be spilling your coffee. Well, I kind of guard my coffee a little more than that. But the truth is, in this life, you will be bumped into. Sometimes literally, but often figuratively. And the things which overflow from your mouth, the words that you choose, are words that come from the seeds that have been planted days, weeks, months, years, decades before. And if you discover the words which overflow from your mouth are not pleasing and honorable and words which represent Jesus well, take heart. God can do a mighty transformation in a fairly short time if you surrender completely. Yes, the buildup of years is tough to overcome, but it can be done if you allow God's Spirit to fill every little fiber of your being. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are indeed a God that fills us with your Spirit, that gives us the power, the ability, the presence of mind to have good and noble things overflow from our mouth. Father, help us today to examine what it is we're filled with. Whether we're filled with evil, and whether we're filled with hurt, whether we're filled with bitterness, with anger, or whether we're filled with mercy and forgiveness, with joy and love and peace. Those elements of the fruit of your Spirit that would bless others when we're bumped into and it spills out. Father, help us to accurately examine what's in our heart, what's in our life, the things that spill out of our mouth when we least expect it. And Father, as we examine that, may we allow you and turn to you to transform us completely. May we only carry the good things that would be beneficial to the hearing of others, so that no matter how or why or where we're bumped into, that the overflow of our heart is an overflow of blessing. It's an overflow of comfort. It's an overflow of peace, of mercy, of forgiveness. It's an overflow of love and patience. Father, as I think about the children in our homes, in our communities, I pray that the bumping they do, the bumping into of us, would result in an overflow into their life of things which would help them to grow strong in their faith, to grow strong in their trust of you. Father, as we look at our nation and see the overflow of hatred and anger that has spilled out in our streets because people are full of those things, may we consider how we've raised children through generations that have resulted in this. Or maybe more accurately, how we've not raised children. Today, may we be more deliberate about pouring into the children around us the seeds of goodness and mercy, of kindness and love. God, as we look at our words, and may we recognize that the words which overflow from our mouth are not necessarily spoken words every time. Obviously, our mouth is not only literal words, but it's figurative of the words we use, whether they're typed out on social media or spoken out loud, written down, whatever they look like. In today's culture, we're not only bumped into physically and we're bumped into through social media posts. And so, God, as we consider those reactions that we have to things that we read, help us to understand why we want to respond the way we do. And transform those responses into things which are good and beneficial. That the overflow of those social media responses would be just as godly as the overflow of our spoken words. Father, today, may we sit at your feet. May we take in your words so that the overflow of our mouth, of our heart, of our words in whatever form they are not only good and pleasing words, but they're truthful words. They're words that have their foundation in your word, in your truth. Father, may we be filled with your Spirit. May we be filled with the presence of Jesus. May we be filled with your Word, with the Scriptures that we have, And may all of those things fill us in such a way that they are what overflows. When life comes at us and something comes out, the words that spill out are representative of Jesus. And Father, may that overflow of our life represent Jesus well as we lift Him up, that many, many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.